Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
It's your free segment from the October 7th, 2020 show, exclusively from the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. Now, what do you do if she gives you the silent treatment? Plead with her? Promise to do better? Buy her flowers so you don't stay in trouble. As you might guess, Doc had a different take. Check it out.
Yes, thank you, Mason. Doc, the quiet treatment, sometimes known as the swell, mostly known as the silent treatment. Yeah, it's a weapon, right?
Yeah, it amazes me how the system continues to grow. Well, you know, we're talking about nagging. You don't get your way with your girlfriend or your wife. They just keep nagging and nagging and nagging, and you keep trying to come back with funny stuff and back. So finally, most men, I'd say 90%, just throw in the towel. So what you have to do is out-nag them when you're with your funny comments and not give in. But something hit me the other day. I'm thinking, it's got a sister, and the sister is the quiet treatment. You pick up your girlfriend. Let's say you got 2 months in, right? She gets into the car. Doesn't say a word. She looks straight ahead. You're going to go out to dinner and you're going to go to a show. Okay. You're going to see the new James Bond movie. You're going to go out to Applebee's and James Bond, right? She doesn't say a word. You're in the car. Well, how you feeling, honey? Okay. Well, honey, boy, I'm really looking forward to, seeing this James Bond movie. I understand it's really good. Yeah. And you're thinking, what's wrong with this girl? So you go to dinner. You're sitting there. She just has this starry look in her eye. She's mad about something. And rather than the nag, she's going to kill you with silence until you say, what's wrong, honey? I'll change. Tell me what you want. I'll do anything. But this is what you do. When you pick her up and you put her in the car and she has the long face and doesn't say anything, she's just staring ahead, you just say, honey, you don't feel good tonight? No, I feel fine. I said, oh, okay. So you just drive around the block and you drive back to her house and you open the door and you say, hey, when you're in a good mood, we'll go out again. You walk her to the door. How many of you guys have ever done that? But the point is this. The silent treatment is the other side of the coin of nagging. Nagging is over and over and over and over till you can't stand it anymore. And it's very painful, and she knows it. Ironically, the day before she said she told you how much she loved you. But the next day, she doesn't treat you so lovingly. And they get away with this. And this is part of the torture that they teach in Cosmopolitan magazine. But again, the other side of the coin is she's just going to look straight ahead in the car, not say a thing, and she's going to pout until you finally get out of her what her problem is and apologize for it, and you think you did nothing wrong for whatever it was. No, you drive around the block and drop her off, and you say, well, you feel like smiling and having a good time, call me up and we'll go out again. This is after 2-3 months now. You got to get this girl in line. You wouldn't do that to her. Or another one is, a variation on this, is when she says, I might not have much personality tonight because I'm very tired. And you go to dinner, she doesn't talk. You go to the Bond movie, she doesn't talk. You take her home, she didn't talk the whole evening. Why did this girl go out with me if she was tired? So when you drop her off, you say, honey, do me a favor, will you? Next time we go out when you're tired, I want you to break the date, okay? I don't want to go out with you. She says, what do you mean you don't want to go with me? Well, not when you're tired. Because I'm here to make you happy and make you laugh. And if you're not receptive to that, then we shouldn't be together that evening. Does that make sense, dear? Question mark? Same thing. Too many men put up with this garbage, and they don't know what to do. Well, you come here, and Jeff and I'll tell you what to do.
What else did you miss in this show, which was about an hour of audio? Well, don't ask permission to do stuff or check in with her. Find out why. Don't hang on the phone when she calls. This is very important. You are not going to be a challenge if you do this. And sex is prominent on a guy's mind. But Doc says if you focus on it, then you are defeating yourself. What does he want you to focus on instead? Well, you're going to find out if you join. And there's so much more to this show as well, about an hour of audio. Plus, when you join the Doc Love Club, you get access to hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles. It all grows weekly. The links are conveniently on this page to join, or go to docloveclub.com, join, and look for the October 7th, 2020 show to get this specific show after you join. Thanks for being here. See you next week.